Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans is an energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. Here you will meet authors, actors, scientists, activists, and so many more who dare to dream that things can be different, who think beyond what they were taught and have the courage to not settle. If you too believe that a world of peace is possible and have been looking for inspiration to become part of this extraordinary step in the evolution of humanity, then you're in the right place, because that's what Peace World Radio is all about. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. Now here is your host, Christina Jans.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Peace World Radio. I'm so happy that you're able to join me here today. Have you ever wondered what happens to us when we die? Is that it? Does the whole thing just come to an end right then and there? Or do we go on? Do we continue to exist in some way, shape, or form? And if so, do we go through a period of adjustment, of learning? Are there others there to meet us and guide us? Do we reincarnate right away? What happens on the other side of the veil? That's what I want to know. Well, my wonderful guest today is here to answer some of these questions, and from a very unique perspective, I might add. Her name is Dr. Eliza Medes, and there was a time when she didn't believe in things like life after death. As an accomplished physician raised by atheist parents, her faith was pretty firmly rooted in science. That is, until her son committed suicide. And then one day, in the depths of grief, Eliza asked a pivotal question, one that changed her life. She asked, "Where is my son?" Today, she is here to share her true and incredible story from her book, My Son and the Afterlife. Now, before I introduce you to Eliza, write down the following phone number, because today, November 11th, 2013, we're giving away not one, but two free copies of this wonderful book. And I have to tell you, it is absolutely bursting with great information. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And be sure to listen for when I tell you to call in. Eliza, welcome to Peace World Radio. It's absolutely wonderful to have you here.
Well, Christina, thank you so much for having me. I've been learning a lot about your radio station. I'm just in awe with how much you're doing to help people. Just one listener at a time, you're changing the world. So I really honor that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, Eliza, where is Eric?
That's an interesting question. And you're right. When I was struggling with my scientific interpretation of the afterlife or whether it existed or not, and because I was raised by two atheists, I really struggled with that question. It took me a long time to figure it out. I think the first thing that set me on that path happened with my father. We're talking hardcore atheist guy. Mm. 3 days after Eric died, he called me, and oh gosh, he sounded panicky. And that's unusual for him. He's this hardcore trauma surgeon. Mm. And he said he was sitting in his desk, at his desk, and all of a sudden he looks up, and there's Eric standing right in front of him. Mm. And then he said Eric turned into his little boy self and crawled into his lap. So, wow. He said, "Oh, I'm so startled. I don't know what to believe." And that's when I first asked the question, actually, where is my son? And I have learned over the course of time that he's just in another dimension. He's just the same as you and I, but he just doesn't happen to have a body.
So does that mean then, is it safe to say that your relationship with Eric continues, and not only continues, but to continues to grow, even though he's no longer alive, as we would say alive, in the physical way?
That's a great question. You know, I've always had a really good relationship with all my five kids, but obviously also with Eric. We could talk about anything. You know, I tend to be over-nurturing to the point of annoyance, but that's okay. That's what a mother is supposed to do. But, you know, when Eric developed bipolar disease, he just got into this really, really, really dark place, and he built these walls around himself. I just couldn't get through. I just couldn't penetrate them. No amount of love could help me break those barriers down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died. The walls came tumbling down, and we had this new relationship. Now, I'm really no longer the teacher. He is. But, you know, we talk more than we ever had before because he's happy. So it's just a wonderful relationship. We're really learning a lot about each other, who we were, who we are, and who we're becoming.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, would you say that this can be true for everyone? For instance, for other people who have lost their loved ones, can those relationships continue?
Yeah, you know, some spirits are better at communicating than others. Some
Why
of them prefer to come in dreams. You know, well, let me tell you a little bit about energy first, real briefly.
Sure.
Eric says we are sentient energy that's self-aware. Everything is energy, including your studio, you, etc. Einstein referred to matter as frozen light. So everything's energy. And each energy vibrates at a specific point on this long electromagnetic spectrum. And, you know, we have X-rays, infrared rays, ultraviolet rays, you know, radio waves. Hey, we can't see radio waves, but we believe in those, so that's kind of funny. But we inhabit that tiny, tiny part of the spectrum called the visible range. That's where we can see things. That's where we can touch matter and so on. But spirits, when they lose their bodies, they vibrate at a higher frequency than we can see. Think about the hummingbird, for example. You have one on a tree. It's sitting quietly. You can see its wings. But once its little wings start flapping at a very high frequency, they look all but invisible.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, that's what spirits are like, and that's why we can't see them. Now, let's talk about the communication aspects of that. When somebody's in deep, deep grief, they vibrate at a frequency that's very, very low, at the low end of that visible range. That's why we say, I'm depressed, I'm down, I'm low. There's some truth to those things. And a spirit, especially some more than others, have a really hard time lowering the frequency of their energy to reach you. I think that's why I was the last one to get any sort of communication from Eric. I was just so in such despair.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, they communicate in various ways. They have their own little specialties. Some some things they're better at than others.
Right. Now, I have so many questions to ask you today, but there's one that I think I need to start with. To some of our listeners who are, you know, hearing you speak of this, they may be thinking to themselves that perhaps it's the fact that you miss your son so very, very much that you've allowed yourself to believe that this is Eric or that these experiences are real. How would you like to respond to that?
Yeah, the wishful thinking of a grieving mother, that's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christina, I was the last one who wanted to believe. I did not want to believe in any of this. First of all, I didn't know how to. But, you know, also I was just afraid. I mean, can you imagine? You know, what if I did believe 100% and then found out it was all some, I don't know, some cruel cosmic joke? I mean, then what? That'd be like losing him again, but, you know, this time forever. So I dug in my heels for a long, long, long time. Actually, it was only like 6 months ago that I truly went from 90% sure to 100% sure. And that was something.
What changed? What did it for you?
Oh, well, it's amazing some of the experience I've had, some of the manifestations that I still didn't even believe that it was totally true. But I get a call from a blog member, the blog channelingeric.com, and she said that she listened to one of the recorded sessions that I had with Jamie Medium, Jamie Butler, the medium, who translates Eric, what Eric says. And The session was like a year and a half before that. She said she heard three voices on the session. And my first response, what?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see anybody in the room. I didn't hear anything. But, of course, I listened. And, yep, sure enough, three voices. And one of them was definitely Eric's. You know, moms out there, you know, we know the sound of our own kids' voice.
Uh-huh.
He had this way of saying breakfast like a little child, breakfast. And he also had this little verbal tic that he did all the time, like that. Those were there. So I was really intrigued, obviously. So I had a sound engineer take a look at it and analyze it. And he thought, wow, this is strange because there were little distortions in areas that weren't really human-like. Plus, there was one voice that sounded like they were whispering right into the mic, like just a centimeter away or so. But you don't see anybody in front of the mic. But I think the coolest thing is that the voices left no voice signature at all. No voice print. And that just doesn't happen with humans. So I have that on my iPhone and iTunes, and I listen to it all the time. It's just wonderful.
Isn't that something? And so that was the experience that just took you from 99% to 100% that this is really Eric, and that it's not just, like you said, the depth of despair that a grieving mother might feel.
That's right. And furthermore, while I was in my doubt still, you know, just going from slowly trudging from 0% to 90%, all my block members were having all these experiences with Eric, too. He was pranking them, visiting them, manifesting physically in front of them. And but still, yeah, okay, I don't know. So, you know, if I were a wishful-thinking mother, then why would all these other people all over the world believe when I didn't? So...
Well, isn't that interesting that he's not just connecting with you, but with others to get that message through to you? Fascinating information. We're going to pause for a quick break now, but stay tuned. We have so much to talk about with Dr. Liza Medes and My Son and the Afterlife. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Dr. Thane and Dr. Beeson have lost their minds completely. Because they're giving away great prizes all week, many feel they have gone crazy at Wellness One of Bellevue. Visit Wellness One of Bellevue between November 4th and November 11th, and you'll be entered into a raffle for one of many great prizes. An iPad mini, Seahawks tickets or jersey, dinner at Daniel's, or six massages. They are simply saying thank you for trusting them. The raffle starts now, and you don't want to be left out. All the best wishes from Wellness One of Bellevue.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happening.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
We're back, and you're listening to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world. I'm Christina Jans, and today my guest is Dr. Eliza Medhus, and we're talking about her extraordinary journey with her son after he passed away. But first, we're going to give away a free copy of her book, My Son and the Afterlife, right now to the first person who calls in. The call number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, Eliza, you have a blog called channelingeric.com, don't you?
Sure do, yes.
And tell us a little bit about the blog.
Yeah, it's a wonderful community. We just love each other so much. It started out as a way to, vent my grief. I don't know why, but I seem to heal better when I help others. So I wanted to set up this safe, loving community where other people like me could share their pain, but feel supported by the other members. But then when I started getting these crazy stories from family members and friends about how Eric was visiting them, I started putting that in. And then I also added the information that Eric gave through the medium Jamie Butler as time went on. It's really crazy because, for some reason, when people go to the blog and start interacting there, all bets are off. It's really, really common for them to get some sort of sign from Eric, especially horrible pranks. Not scary ones, mind you, not scary ones, but really usually nasty smells or some other craziness. He'll lock people out of rooms.
Just to let everyone know he's there. Okay,
there
so that's www.channelingeric.com, and that's E-R-I-K, eric.com. So, Eliza, so over to these questions I have to ask you. How does Eric describe death? What happens when we die?
Interesting question. He says that everybody's death experience is very unique. Our death mimics what we think it's going to be, what ideas we created for ourselves about death. It's almost never, ever painful. Now, spirit can say, hey, I want to experience a painful death this time, see what it's like. Then he can. I don't imagine too many of them do that, but it's very unique. And some people, if they believe in the whole white tunnel thing, they'll get that. If they're atheists, they generally wake up in darkness and stay there for a period of time until somebody goes out and reaches out to them. And then children, they have a very pure experience. They've not been indoctrinated. They really have not set up any belief system. So they just have this very pure experience of just, meeting deceased family members.
Right. And I'm curious, when I read that, I also wondered about whether Eric has ever spoken to you about what happens to the souls of those who were aborted, who experienced the end of their life through abortion.
Well, he says that most kids who sign up for that, most spirits who sign up for that, do so already knowing, they go into the body already knowing that it's going to be a short life.
Uh-huh.
And it's usually some sort of lesson for the mother, not for them. We all come down here to either learn or teach something. And usually it might be about loss, abandonment, disappointment, and other lessons. It's really interesting. We can get into later why we're here. That's a really interesting concept. But
I'm definitely going to be asking about that. I think it's fascinating. What does Eric say about the afterlife? What does the afterlife look like? And what happens, if I can say it this way, what happens on a day-to-day basis?
That's really a good question, too. Again, we make our afterlife. It's all based on whatever beliefs we have. If you believe that you're going to go and fight with demons or whatever, you're going to have that experience, sort of, but it's not painful or anything like that. So if you believe there are grassy hills and beautiful meadows and lakes, you can have that too. But soon after you cross over, you realize that thought creates reality instantaneously. And that's a theory in physics, that thought actually creates reality by collapsing a waveform into a particle.
Right.
That's very complicated, but I could hardly understand it. But so we can create anything we want in an instant. If you think Venice, you're there. If you think boat, you got one. If you think you're going to surf on the surface of the sun, bam, you're there.
Isn't
so your actual life is created. Yeah, it's kind of convenient. Look at the frequent flyer miles we don't have to rack up, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And now, how does communication take place there on the other side of the veil? Not so much from Eric to you, but with Eric and others on the other side.
He says that we're emotional beings, that we're not physical or anything like that. We operate on emotions, and so their language has a very strong emotional connection. When, for example, their energy, one spirit's energy merges with another and they communicate, they're completely vulnerable. They know everything about each other, what past lives they've had, how they're feeling, what death they had, anything, everything. And they communicate based on feelings mostly and ideas. They don't have linear language there. Their time is stacked. It's not linear like ours is. So past, present, and future are all happening at once. So therefore, they don't have that sequential language that we do.
Right. Now, that is just fascinating to me, what you just said, that they, you know, have emotions and communicate with emotions. Because, you know, when we think of emotions here, we think anything from the range between, you know, fear and love. And I've always thought that fear was a part of our experience in this world, that we experience ultimately to come to know the true nature of love. So I'm thinking to myself, Eliza, when we go over to the other side, do we experience emotions such as fear? Or, like, what are the emotions over there?
Really, love and happiness are middle ground there. Now, a spirit, you without your body, can experience negative emotions if you want to, but it's really, really hard to hang on to them. There's just no space for them. It's like trying to grip onto some greased monkey bar. You just can't. And it's just different. You don't have that profound grief and such. You know, it's just impossible. But you can feel, of course, love and all of those emotions that are related to love, like loyalty and respect and compassion and so on.
Uh-huh. And has Eric shared with you what is the purpose of having emotions on that side of the veil? I understand why we have them here, but what purpose do they serve over there?
Really, it's just a form of communication, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
It's all love.
Yeah.
It's all love, and it's all love-based emotions.
Okay. Love-based emotions. Mm-hmm. Now, Eric speaks of God and experiencing God. Did he have direct contact with God? How does one experience God on that side?
Well, at first he sort of hid, wanted to stay under the radar because he wasn't sure how he would be received because he took his own life.
Right.
So he kept a very low profile, but basically anybody can communicate with God. You know, we are whole and part of God. Here's how he describes God. It's almost like some massive sentient energy consciousness. You ever seen one of those hologram necklaces that have like a skull on it or something? I think they were popular in the 70s or something.
All right,
so say there's a picture of your face on it, Christina. We won't do the skull thing.
Okay,
you're probably a lot prettier. And suppose you drop it on the floor and it shatters into little bitty shards. If you were to look at one of those, any of those shards under a microscope, you would see your whole face there, the whole picture. So it's like we're a hologram of God. We are whole and we are part of that massive consciousness. And we are basically parts and wholes of God that are trying to experience who we are, instead of just limiting ourselves to the conceptual idea of who we are.
Mm-hmm. And actually, on that note, I wanted to ask you, what do souls look like?
Oh, they can look like anything they want. I want Eric to meet me just like it was to when he died, just a horrible old beat-up shoes and a mop of curly hair and his baseball cap skewed to the side, old T-shirt, you know, that's how I want. But you can come as any age. You can even come as different. You can even show up as be certain any gender. You can be a ball of light, a beam of light, really anything you want. In fact, we have captured on film two balls of light that were streaming with a big comet tail on two different photographs that are apparently were Eric. One, he was following me back to his bedroom. This was just really shortly after he died. And the other was fairly recently. There's a story behind that, too, but it's too long to go into.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, they can appear in any way they want.
They can appear in any way they want. And mm-hmm. And I know we have to go to break soon, but I also want to ask you, when our loved ones who have crossed over come back to us, they come back to us as we remember them, typically. Is that just so that we know who they are, and does it take a certain amount of energy for them to do that, to go from their soul state to come back into the form or the energy matrix that, you know, we sort of knew them as? I'm wondering about that.
Well, of course, you're right. They do want to come in a way that will recognize them. You know, you don't want, if you have a little boy that has crossed over and he's got blonde hair, blue eyes, you don't want them to come to you as a bald old man. You know,
or a ball of light.
But yeah, you know, to physically manifest, it takes a great deal of, I'll say focus, in order for them to make their energy denser, to go down to a lower frequency of energy. So
right.
It can
and
be
then
hard
truly,
for them.
What a gift that they come to us. We're going to pause for another break, and when we return, we'll get to hear more from Eliza Medhus about what happens when we die. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives.
People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Jens, and if you're just joining us on Peace World Radio, my very special guest today is Dr. Eliza Medhus, who is speaking to us about what she has learned about life after death as a result of her son passing away. Before I continue my questions with her, we have one last copy of her wonderful book, My Son and the Afterlife, to give away. So if you're listening to us live, November 11th, 2013, and you are the very first person to call in right now, you will get a free copy of this wonderful book. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Eliza, in the book that you have, Eric has there's a chapter called "What Is Really Real," and I actually felt that Eric was nudging me to get us to talk about this, because I think it's really, really important. So can you walk us through that, what you've learned about what is really real?
Well, I think for the most part, we are living in an illusion. He says that where he is, and he calls it home, is the real place. That's our home base. And it's almost like we have created this, I hope this is what you're referring to, this school play, in a way, and we're trying to play roles against each other to learn that we are love. We come here to remember that we are love. And so one spirit might say, hey, look, dude, you know, I want to reincarnate with you. I want to learn about forgiveness. Can you betray me in that lifetime? So sometimes it helps when you're struggling in life to remember that, you know, the curtains will go down eventually. This is just a little play we're playing. But really, the real place is home.
And that is where reality is created, right? In this place.
Reality is that, yeah, there's a real complicated issue. He says that reality, there's the, I think he said it was the vortex theory of reality creation, that it's quite complicated, that two intersecting waves of vortex intersect to create a part. I can't remember, to tell you the truth. It's been a long time since I read that chapter.
Sure.
And it was
sure.
Mind-bending. It was mind-bending the first time I went through it.
I can believe it. Now, there was something in the book that I just loved, and I'm going to go back and reread, I think, many times, and that's when he speaks about matter and reality. And he was describing, as you mentioned earlier, that everything is energy. Everything is just energy, and that a thought put into these energy waves brings it into being. Is that
right?
That's right.
That's exactly right. If you want to get really technical, and I'm sure you maybe don't, but I'll say it real quickly so as not to annoy people. When you think a thought, consciousness collapses something called the Schrodinger equation, and that makes a wave, like a light wave, turn into a particle. And so that's why thought creates reality.
Right. And so then how important it is that we become so mindful about not just the thoughts or our spoken words, but the thoughts we're just thinking and that are rattling around in our brains and we're not thinking anything of, that we become so mindful of them because they are creating our reality. Is that right?
Oh, gosh, that is so true. And it's best to keep those thoughts positive, including when you think about other people. It's amazing how negative thoughts can create this negative energy. And, you know, there's some people, you look at their lives and you know they're swimming in all these negative thoughts, and you look at their lives and just everything bad seems to happen to them. So they're creating this negative reality for themselves. I remember I had a nurse that was in my practice. She was my parents' nurse. She did my gave me my kindergarten shots. And she always said, I'm going to get colon cancer. I'm going to get colon cancer. I'm going to get colon cancer. And she always had had my mother or my father check for that. And eventually, she got colon cancer and died. So, yeah, you create it. Got to be mindful of what you think.
Absolutely. Now, I wanted to ask you about what Eric has learned about or how his thoughts may have changed on suicide. From the vantage point where he is now, how does he understand suicide?
Oh, that's a good question. For him, it was a spiritual contract. We all come down to Earth. It's not really down. It's their dimensions on top of one another. But and we have these contracts, and his was to come down here and suffer and be miserable, just have a real struggle so that he could learn compassion, how to be a better listener, how to become a better teacher. And then he was supposed to have this early exit point so he could do what he's doing now. But to those who are considering suicide, he would say this: when you die, all you do is shed your body like a suit of clothes. That's it. You take all your problems with you. In fact, you create more for yourself because you're leaving in your wake this world of grief. I can tell you that because when Eric died, it was like an atom bomb went off in our family. Nothing has been right since. We had to struggle to find this new normal. So the spirit is excruciatingly aware of this. Plus, they're also aware of all the missed opportunities they've created for other people. Let's see. For example, suppose you died, took your life, and then you realized that you were supposed to give birth to a child who would find a vaccine to prevent diabetes, for example, or a cure for blindness. Now you know that's not going to happen, and people are going to suffer and possibly die because of what you did. And that, again, is a very bitter pill to swallow.
So it's the realization, if there's pain that they feel when they commit suicide, it's the realization of the lost opportunities. And I'm also wondering, Eliza, about, you know, sometimes when people are in the depths of despair or depression or feeling like there's no way out of their solution, of their predicament, that it would be better for others if they weren't here anymore, oftentimes in that state, they're not in any place to see, let alone receive, all the love and support that actually is around them. And I wonder whether that also is one of the painful realizations that comes to light when they pass over, when they see all the love that was really there that they weren't open to.
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Eric was surrounded by love. Every time he left that door or came in, every time we hung up on the phone after a conversation, we always said, I love you. He was surrounded by love, but yet he always felt really lonely. And a lot of people who are depressed have the same thing. They just don't realize the resources around them. And there are so many to help people that help prevent suicide, but also can help them help them with their depression. Eric says that a lot of people who end up killing themselves actually just need a break from being human. They just have to sigh and get away from the human experience a little bit. And just, I think it helps to look and see that you're just on a chessboard, basically playing these different roles. That we're eternal beings and everything's going to be okay. Just the script has been written. Wait till the curtains go down as when they are supposed to go down. And then take your bow. It'll be okay.
Does Eric have any tips that he can give people for taking a break from being human, but still being human and committing to this lifetime? like not wanting to leave earlier. Does he have any tips for that?
He hasn't really said, but I'm sure he would say that you have to just go easy on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break from the misery you cause yourself. Be kind to yourself, and try to ground yourself. Try to feel like you're rooted to the earth. You know, those are two important tips.
Mm-hmm.
But just be forgiving and to remember, you know, there's no right or wrong. There should be no judgment. There's no judgment where he is at all. So remember, there's no right or wrong. There just is. Wrong things, things that people would consider wrong are just as valuable lessons, obviously probably more so, than that which they consider right.
Mm-hmm. So if there's no right or wrong, which means, therefore, that there's no judgment, where mm-hmm. we experience that deepest wound that a human can feel, which is not good enough. So mm-hmm. if there's none of that over there, why would we put ourselves through that over here?
Why would we want to suffer over here?
Yeah. Why would, you know, I'm just thinking out loud. If there's no judgment over there, you know, why would we put ourselves through that here? Why not just live this to the fullest with an open heart?
Well, sometimes we don't learn as much that way.
Ah.
Consider what he uses as the brownie analogy. Always makes me hungry for a brownie, though. You know, where he is now, they can conceptually understand love, unconditional love, for example. It's like they've taken the organic chemistry class. Now they need to do the lab. Mm-hmm. You can't just understand things from a conceptual viewpoint. You have to have the experiential viewpoint, too. So we come here, like I said, to do these school plays. So how about a brownie, right? You can read a recipe. You can look at a picture of a brownie, but do you really know what a brownie is? Nah. You have to get to the kitchen, mix the ingredients, get batter all over yourself, probably in my case, my hair, and then you put them in the oven, probably burn your fingers on the elements, but then take the brownies out, you let them cool off, and you take a bite, and that is when you really know what a brownie is.
And there you go. On that note, while we all go and get brownies, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more to Eliza about what Eric can teach us about living. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Welcome back to Peace World Radio. I'm Christina Jans, and wow, what a fascinating conversation I've been having with Dr. Eliza Medhus, who has been speaking to us about the afterlife as a result of her growing relationship with her son, who passed over. So, Eliza, I wanted to ask you now about grief. Here's what happened to me when my uncle passed away some years ago. He came back to me and he said, "Grieve for me, but only as long as you really have to, because I want to go. It's more beautiful than I ever imagined." So can you talk to me about grief and how our grieving here impacts those who have passed on?
Ooh, nice question. It does affect them, but as I said earlier, they don't have the same negative emotions that we do. They're not so, I don't know how to describe it, attached. They know that we're going to be okay. They do. They feel sad for us, but they know that everything's going to be okay because they have this larger perspective of everything. The fact that this is just a temporary home for us, for example. And to grieve from our standpoint, mm-hmm. you know, like I think I alluded to earlier, when you grieve, you do sort of keep them away, but not because they want to stay away. It's just they have such a difficult time communicating and reaching you. You have to kind of meet them halfway. So if you feel like, well, gosh, he hasn't given me any signs, but yet he gave, you know, Sister Sally all sorts of signs. What's the big deal? What am I, chopped liver? Then try to, you know, try to think joyful thoughts, like fond memories and such. Sometimes people who grieve, if they start crying, it's often because their loved one is right next to them. They're in their part of their, merging with part of their energy field, and that sort of triggers the fact that they're gone. So be mindful of that, too. When you start feeling grief, a lot of grief, and you start crying, then it probably means they're there.
Oh, that's a good point. And we're just feeling them at a much more intense level, and that's the response. Yeah,
right.
That's a really good point. Let me ask you, what does Eric miss the most about his life here?
Oh, gosh, a couple of things he said. First, anticipation.
Oh, she really? Says, how so?
Well, since time is linear here, you always had that, ooh, what's going to happen next? But their time is stacked, so everything is happening at the same time, past, present, and future. That's why our past lives are and future lives are actually happening at the same time as our life now. But so you don't get that, ooh, what's around the corner type feeling.
Huh.
And another thing he misses, he calls it the stop mechanism. After he left his body upon his death, he sort of panicked. He tried to pick up the gun, but his hand went right through. And then he tried to move his face to help himself. But again, his hand went right through, so you don't have that touch, the same touch ability. If you put your hand through the wall, you'll feel sort of a different texture of the drywall, et cetera, but it's just not the same. He says that when he claps his hands there, it's almost like he's clapping two Jell-O hands together. It's just different.
Really?
Yeah.
So he has to figure out a whole new way to maneuver himself and interact with his surroundings. So he's saying that here, where
there's like a denseness or there's resistance on the side when you touch something is something mm-hmm. that he misses.
Yeah, and even when he was in when his first, I can't say time because of the timelessness issue, but he had to learn how to dense up his outer energy so that when he's walking around up there and there's a bunch of people, that he doesn't just kind of merge into everybody's energy. So it's really interesting what they have to learn.
Isn't it fascinating? I mean, just that idea alone, I had never heard of that. So yeah. Really, there is. It sounds like there is a lot to learn.
Yeah, just as there is here.
Does he go to classes? How does that?
Yes, he goes to spiritual teachers and such. They have musical events and so on. I know it just sounds wild, but it can be just like what we have over here. But it's interesting. They don't open a book and read it. They sort of upload it. It's like once you know that something exists, like the possibility of a knowledge of X, Y, or Z is there, then all you have to do is once you have that perception, you focus on it, and it's yours. You can tap into this vast sea of information, anybody can, over there, and attain that kind of knowledge without going to school with textbooks
wow.
or quizzes.
That's fascinating. Now, I just have a couple of minutes left, but I wanted to ask you, what do you think are the most important things Eric wants us to know now from his different vantage point about living life here? What does he want us to know that will help us live more fulfilling lives?
Well, one thing that he says over and over again is, since we're emotional beings, right? To be emotionally honest, it's so difficult, but it's very important to be emotionally honest, not only to yourself but with others. You know, there's ways to set boundaries for people so that they don't suck up all your emotional resources, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to be honest with yourself without being afraid. If we don't do that, we end up being our own worst enemy.
I think that's a really, really important point. I mean, my goodness, Eliza, that one thought alone would change, not only would it change lives, I think it would change the world if we were just really emotionally honest and transparent in a very compassionate and respectful way, don't you think?
Yes, he talks about vulnerability, that vulnerability is a wonderful thing. Here we recoil at the idea because they go, being vulnerable means you're weak and your underbelly showing and the tiger will just rip it apart. But it's really not true. Vulnerability is emotional honesty. And it's just a wonderful place to be because then if you're emotionally honest with yourself and others, you develop this level of confidence and this ability to love other people that's just unparalleled to those who don't.
And then if we do that, we are in the greatest place possible to make the most out of being spiritual beings having this beautiful, amazing human experience.
Well said, Christina. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, on that note, the show ended way too soon for my liking, Eliza. We have now come to the end of our show. I want to thank you so much for being here today and for sharing this amazing story and this wonderful information with us. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you for the wonderful questions.
Okay. You know, I truly believe that there is so much more to life than what we experience in our day-to-day 3D reality. In my experience, the more I discover, the greater my perspective on life, and as a result, things just make more sense. I love that feeling I get of discovering a new concept, realizing I know nothing about it, and then diving into it to learn everything I can. So whether or not you believe in life after death, I encourage you to keep asking questions. Keep that childlike curiosity of wanting to know more alive and allow yourself to be filled with wonderment. If you have ever had any questions about what happens to us when we die, I enthusiastically recommend this book, My Son in the Afterlife. It is filled with fascinating information that will not only help you understand what happens when we die, but give you a greater understanding of what this life is supposed to be. thank you to all of you, our listeners, for tuning in today. And a super big thank you to you, Eric, for sharing your experience with us so that we can make the most of this lifetime. Be sure to join me every second Monday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Vibrant Conversations to Change the World. And if you'd like to contact me, please go to peaceworldradio.com. While you're there, check out our upcoming guests, listen to archive shows, and be sure to follow Peace World Radio on Facebook for lots of fabulous insights and inspiration in between shows. I'll just mention to you that so many of my clients go to the library of past shows and listen to, you know, the guests that have been on and use the tips and the skills that the guests have shared with us to make changes in their real life in real time. So I hope you'll have a chance to do that as well. I'm Christina Jans. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Peace World Radio, Vibrant Conversations to Change the World with Christina Jans. Tune in each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW for another energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Internationally renowned host Christina Jans brings you extraordinary and courageous people who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. For more information about Christina and the show, visit peaceworldradio.com and join the talk the world is having. Tune in to Peace World Radio, Vibrant Conversations to Change the World with Christina Jans, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.